What a beautiful morning it is. It's not snowing. I think we're done with that. Think it'll snow yet this year? Sure it will. November or December, but we're done for now. Anyways, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord with our brothers and sisters in Christ to worship and praise God. And how appropriate that today should be communion with the message that God has laid upon my heart. Communion, every Sunday, we celebrate our union with Christ every Sunday. So we will keep that in mind. At the end of this, end of June, we are going to have a project that we need everybody to participate in. We're going to make a new church directory with Universal Directories. Universal Directories is, they're doing the directory for the church, United Methodist Conference here in Western Pennsylvania. They've already begun taking clergy pictures at district conference, and then at annual conference they'll complete the directory. So they came to us and wanted to know if we were interested in that, and we've had a lot of new faces, and it's been a while since we've had a professional directory done. So we said, yes, we would be interested to do that. We have a couple people to head up the committee. They will need some help. Krista Brown and Terry Yerkeson and Diane. So the three of them will be heading up the committee, and they'll need some help. So if you're willing to be a part of that, would be great. Most of all, we need people to start marking your schedules. We'll get more details to you as they come available. But end of June, we'll be doing a directory. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you. Thank you for meeting us in this place in a special way. Thank you, God, for this building that surrounds us. Thank you, God, for our homes, for our cars and the roads that we travel, for our health such that it is, for family and friends, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, we gather together in this place to lift high the name of Jesus, to worship you and to praise you, to love you with our whole hearts. And we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you, God, life-changing to all of us. And so we ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit to be upon this service and all that it contains. Bless us, Lord. Fill us all with love for one another, and fill us especially with love for you. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I would also like to offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially any visitors who might have joined us. I'm not seeing any visitors. However, if you are a visitor and would like some information about the church, please see the pastor after our service. Please see one of the ushers, or if you so desire, immediately out those double doors to your left on the shepherd's hook is a packet of information hanging. We will begin the worship service with our moments of informality, and this is when I'll take a few minutes to add to what Pastor Bruce has already talked about the mission and ministry of our church. Please sign the registration page in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Bring back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Please complete that and put them in the clear holder at the end of your pew, and the ushers will bring them forward. Our Bible memory verse for May. It's located on your first page of your bulletin, top center. Join me now and recite it twice through. James 2:17. Faith without works is dead. James 2:17. Faith without works is dead. Well, look at Suzanne. Whoa. Praise God. Suzanne is wheelchair free, and she has her dancing shoes on. Wow. Wonderful, Suzanne. Wonderful. The power of prayer and medicine. We do have quite a number of announcements, and I will highlight a few of them. But first, Diane Runser has an announcement.
There is an announcement in your bulletin about the clearances. We are required to have clearances for anyone who would be working with children in the church. But this is also needs to include anyone who has a code to get into the church. Even if you're not working directly with children, because technically you could get in any time there were kids here. So our government, in its wisdom, has decided to put these applications online and make them free for volunteers instead of having to pay for them. We are aware that there are people who volunteer here who do not have the capability of applying online. So the office checked, and we can send in bulk applications for people who need the clearances. So I'm passing a clipboard around, and it has the information that they need to get the clearances. And if you have a code for the church, or if you work with children or youth in the church, and you are over 18, you must have a clearance. If you are unsure whether or not your clearance needs to be renewed, put your name down anyway and just write a note, "I'm not sure if I need this or not." It's better to have too much information than not enough. There is a book in the office on the desk that lists all of, you know, who has clearances and when they are expired. But if you have any question about it, you can still sign your name, and if they don't need it, they won't use it. Let's see. Oh, and if the office will keep your clearance, but if you need a copy for another organization, you just talk to them in the office, and they'll see that you have the copy to turn into, you know, Scouts or whatever other youth organization, sports leagues or anything like that. So please sign this. There is a clipboard in the balcony in the back by the offering plates. So if you people in the balcony need that, if you would get that and sign it. And also, I'm going to ask a favor. Would one of you in the balcony, after the worship, bring it back down to me? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Also, if you have any particular questions on what clearances are needed, just give the office a call. They would be able to help you as well. We do have quite a number of announcements in the bulletin. I'm just going to highlight a few. Today is the last day to purchase Mother's Day tea tickets. The Mother's Day tea is scheduled for this Saturday, May 12th at 3 p.m., and details are in the bulletin. But again, a reminder, today is the last day. Also a reminder to United Methodist men and any men, actually, even if you're not a member of the United Methodist men, they are having a work day this Tuesday, May 8th. Coffee and donuts start the day at 9 a.m., and they'll do some projects. Anything particular, Mike? Mike's is the some downstairs, the floorboard or the baseboards and such? Okay. So you don't need to be a skilled carpenter or a skilled mason, or you just need to be willing to help. So anyone over age 18 that is willing to help, come to the church on Tuesday at 8 a.m. And again, as a reminder, there are many announcements. Please pay special note to the announcement the Pittsburgh Pirates are having a faith night in July. That's after a Pirate game. The coach and some of the players will address those in attendance about their walk with faith. So pay close attention to that, and perhaps your calendar will be free that you can join the church. The NOW Committee would like to rent a bus and take a bus full of members and friends and family down to that pirate game. And again, just please take note of all the announcements in today's bulletin, and I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt for Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory.
The Lord has declared victory and has revealed his vindication in the sight of
the Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise.
Please remain standing and turn to hymn number 139 in your red hymnal.
Thank you. I have a question. Were any of you here last week when you did the children's message and the collection? Were you here? Well, I want to thank you, every one of you who did that, because the monies that you collected last week were for the work trip. And that's what I'm here to talk to everybody about. So I just wanted to make sure that how you knew how grateful we were for your work to help us to do what we're going to do next month. I brought some things to show you. Anybody know what this is? Go ahead. It's the Bible. Okay, let me put this over here. What else do I have in here? What about that? It's the cross. Okay. Ooh, let's see. What is this? What is that? It's a tool belt. How'd you know that? What gave it away? Your dad's a carpenter. Yeah. Yep. You've seen these before, haven't you? Yeah. But there's a hammer on there, and there's some wood, and there's some nails, and there's a measuring tape. Because you know what a carpenter says, right? You measure twice and cut once. Yeah. Because if you keep cutting that board, it just keeps getting shorter. Okay, what else do we have? A bottle of water. And what about that? That's a handsaw. Now, guess what? What do you think all those things have in common? What do you think all those have in common? No? A Bible, the cross, bottle of water, and all those tools on the tool belt. They're for building things. The tools we use for building stuff. Like in the work trip, when we go down to West Virginia, we've built rooms. Did all you kids wake up in a bed this morning? Yeah. Did you have your room? Well, do you know that there's some children that we've helped, some families we've helped, that their children didn't have bedrooms. They didn't have beds of their own. They might have even been sleeping on the floor. Well, this year it's going to be a little different. Yeah. We're going to help a bunch of families, not just one. But what about this Bible and the cross and a bottle of water? It's going to help us lead the way. The Bible helps us build relationships. So the tools help us build stuff, but the Bible and Jesus help us to build relationships. Jesus wants us to have a relationship with him because why do we know? Because Jesus loves us, right? How do we know that? He gives us plants. What else? He gave his life for us. Yes? He gave us the Bible. And the Bible, what? Jesus loves us because the Bible tells us so. Right? I remember that song from when I was your age. Yeah. And I went to Vacation Bible School. Well, I want you kids to know that it's because Jesus loves us so and wants a relationship with all of us, every one of us. He wants a special relationship with us because he loves us so much. And that's what the work trip does, because we know Jesus loves us, and he tells us that we need to love others. So we as a congregation and the team, the members of the team that go to West Virginia, we show our love for other people in that way. And that's what the missions trip does. You know, Jesus sent out the apostles, and he sent them out two by two. They were missionaries. They were going out and spreading the word of the gospel that Jesus loves us. Why? Because the Bible tells us so. Let's get you your collection. Get some buckets. And while you're going around and collecting, I'm going to explain to the rest of the congregation a little bit more about this year's work trip. Thank you, Tracy. As I was telling the kids, this is not a traditional work trip this year. We have been asked through Heart and Hand to help the ministry as opposed to helping an individual family like we have for every other time that we've gone. Other churches have participated in many different parts of the ministry other than the remodeling projects that we've done. But this was the first time that we've had an opportunity to take on that task. The information has been in the newsletter as well as in your bulletin. And I'm not going to get into the details of that today. But when this was proposed, and I thought about that, and I said, you know, we don't have a family. There's no family for us to nurture, to talk about, to look forward to changing lives. And I realized that we're not changing the life of one family. We're changing the life. We will help to change the life of a community. And I still wanted us to be able to have some tangible way to be able to contribute to that. And we knew that Heart and Hand, over the years, has had a baby layette program. And so this year, rather than us collecting for particular children's needs or wants or for the family or for stuff to go into the rooms that we've been building, we're asking if you're interested that you would participate in collecting things for the baby layette program. There's a list in your bulletin, and we're not necessarily looking to make up X number of layettes. We are going to take whatever is contributed that comes off of this list, and we're going to take it down when we go in June. I've already been contacted by one member of the congregation who is interested in making blankets for the babies. One of the things that when I was talking about this last evening, Patty had reminded me that one of the things that Alderson Broaddus College does, and they are a medical training college, this is where we have always stayed, in the dorms. With a newborn, with a mom and a newborn, they would take one of the training nurses, would go and visit that family and take them one of these layettes that comes through Heart and Hand. So it's a big program, and it's an important program. And whenever we had mentioned we were looking to try and do something, they immediately said, yeah, here's the papers. You know, so they're excited about us participating in this, and we're hoping that you are as excited about being a part of that. We'd ask you continue to keep us the work trip in your prayers as we prepare for this. It's a different project. One of the things that Mike Miller, who is our liaison at Heart and Hand, told us when we were down there in April, is that because this building is going to be placed on in a parking lot behind the marketplace, we won't have to be dealing with mud. And I said, we had enough mud last year for 2 years. So, but, you know, God bless us for that. But again, we covered your prayers. Your support has been phenomenal over the years, and we thank you for all of that. Kids, thank you for collecting today. I guarantee you we will be putting that to good use, and we'll be thinking about you when we do it. God bless you.
I was just confirming with Jack that this is actually the 26th year in a row that Jack and Patty, his wife, have headed up this wonderful ministry, reaching out to God's children in Philippi, West Virginia. So please continue to support that with Jack, as Jack has asked. Our word of God this morning is taken from the New Testament, 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Hear now these words from John telling how faith conquers the world. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this, We know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. I'd ask God's blessings to be added to these words from John. Will our ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering?
Prosperity, for our abundance, for the blessings that you've given to us. And Lord, we give to you with a cheerful heart, and we ask God that you would bless it, multiply it, and use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who aren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody have a joy that they're just busting out to share? I mean, Suzanne's wonderful. Indoor plumbing, thank you.
Last week, a huge tree blew down on top of Heather's parsonage while she was in it, and she wasn't hurt. The house is kind of unique, but she wasn't hurt, so that's a joy.
Yes, and the trustees were out there that day with the bulldozer and everything, removed the tree and got a tarp over the roof before nightfall. So, good deal. If you're joyful about anything, raise your hand. And for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. We do have a few concerns that we want to lift up. Your prayer homework, my prayer homework. And we want to pray for the Painter family. Alan and Cindy, Ruth passed away. And they're having a private service for her family only tomorrow afternoon. So keep the Painter family in your prayers. Pray for Ann. Her husband, Reverend James Kramer, died. Who else? Clem and his wife? Gina. Okay, Daniel. Pray for Daniel. Who? Fran. Okay, Samick family. Unspoken? For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Forgive us when we take our blessings for granted. And help us to be bold to share our blessings with those who are hurting. And God, for our concerns, we lift up into the light and love of your presence Clem and his wife, Samick family, Fran, Ann, the Painter family, Matt and family. We lift up to you Bill and David and Caleb and Peg and Rob and Debbie and Lance and Danny and Candy, Willie, Mike, Heather. All those who are traveling, we pray for the ministerium, for those who are lost. We come against addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for this directory project. We lift up to Jerry, our country and our country's leaders, our church. We lift all this up to you, God, because we believe, help our unbelief. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that with you, God, all things are possible, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what things look like. With you, all things are possible. We believe that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. This and so much more. If God be for us, who can be against us? So we thank you and praise you for all this. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Provide us the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand if you are able, for the reading of the gospel. The gospel according to John, chapter 15, beginning with verse 9. Let us hear this word of the Lord. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Great, great passage here, the vine and the branches. It's a mixture, a real blend of the worldly and the otherworldly, the physical and the spiritual. It's so much about our faith. Jesus said, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Jesus is loving us the same way God loved Jesus. Now remain in my love. That's a command from Jesus to you and me. Now remain in my love. Stay in his love. Well, how do we do that? If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. So that's how we remain in Jesus' love, by keeping Jesus' commands. When we don't keep Jesus' commands, when we get lazy, when we get rebellious, when we give in to temptation, we walk away from Jesus' love. See, God never leaves us, but we constantly turn our backs on God by not staying in Jesus' commands. Some of us refuse to even learn what those commands are. Some of us couldn't tell you what's between the covers of this book. Can't remain in his love. If you can't keep his commands, you can't keep his commands if you don't know what they are. No excuses. Jesus said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It's for our own good that Jesus told us this, to keep his commands. Now we know, you know, you have to keep Jesus' commands. And right away people say, you ain't nobody telling me what to do. We all know people like that. And matter of fact, some of us are people like that. Don't like to be told what to do. And there are a lot of people who don't want anything to do with church because they're afraid of it. Because they think that Christianity is a bunch of do's and don'ts. It's a bunch of commands. Yes, but the word says that God's commands are not burdensome. The word tells us that the Holy Spirit will help us do everything that Jesus wants us to do. Not only help us, but it'll be fun. As a matter of fact, not only will it not be a burden, but there will be joy when you keep Jesus' commands. He says that your joy will be complete. You won't need anything. You won't want anything. You will be full of joy. And the world's going to look at you like you're nuts. And you're going to say, I've got joy. You know, the world's falling apart around me. I got these bills I don't know what to do with. The car's broke down. My children are rebelling. And you know, work is falling apart. The economy's a mess. The world's in shambles. And there's this cold trying to come. But I've got joy. My joy is complete because I know that I do what Jesus wants me to do. And when we do that, there's a peace that comes over us that's so thick we could cut it with a knife, because we know we're where we belong. We're doing what we're supposed to do. This isn't anything I got written down on. As a matter of fact, it's not even the first service. This wasn't last night's service either. All I can tell is that when I worked on the sermon on the lectionary this past week, I wasn't feeling it. Okay, you know. And I had a wedding Friday night, and it was a stand-up wedding. We had 14 people. And it was Megan Monstrola and James Romali. And we had a real nice ceremony right here. And instead of a unity candle, they wanted to do something to involve their children. And I said, you know, what would be a great idea would be if you had sand and had a vase, and each of you poured sand into the vase, which would mingle together, and then have little bottles of sand for the children so they can come up into a blended family, and they could pour the sand in and all become one vase of all this sand that's just together forever. And they said, that's a great idea. They really liked that. They were so excited. Megan was so fun. And when they came in, they said, we forgot the rock. I said, rock? And James went out to the parking lot and found a rock and brought it in, put it in the bottom of the vase, the bottle, you know. And they said, that's because our life and our marriage is founded on the rock of Jesus. I said, really cool, you know. Cool. So we had a really great wedding, full of joy. James and Megan are simpatico. So they share the same attributes. They think alike. There was great joy in them. And yesterday during that ceremony, spiritually, according to the Word of God, they became one flesh. And I went home, and late last night, Friday night, I'm working on the sermon, putting it to bed, and I was struggling, you know. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, the wedding I just did, communion, Jesus wanting to be one with you and I. Jesus wants to be one with you and I. Jesus just doesn't want to be a figure on a painting, hanging on a cross here in the church. Jesus doesn't want to be just a necklace that hangs around your neck. But Jesus wants to be one with you, just like your spouse is one with you, and even better. Now, I know that in our world, we have a lot of brokenness. Things are not always how we want them to be. Not all marriages work out. Some marriages are still hanging in there, but they're not the best. I get that. But in a perfect world, in the Word of God, when it talks about marriage, it's perfect. And when Paul talks about being married, he's talking about, you know, men to love your woman, your wife, like the Christ loved the church. He gave himself up and died for it. I mean, we're not to hold anything back, but we are to love and respect one. And Jesus wants that with us. Jesus wants us to take a vow with him that we will not break. Wants us to always be faithful. And you know what communion is? You know what communion is called? It is the wedding feast of the Lamb. Do you know what the church is called? The church is the bride of Christ. So talking about being married to Jesus is very appropriate. And it really, talk about joy. I got excited. You know, I said, yes. Yeah, I never, 25 years of ministry, I never thought of it that way. Oh, I talked about the bride of Christ, but Jesus is the groom. Talked about the virgins, five foolish, five wise virgins. Talked about Jesus at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. That's why all the importance, because Jesus wants to be your spouse, wants you to be his spouse. Jesus wants to be married to you so that no matter where you go and what you do, you are always thinking about Jesus. And he said that you have to love him more than you love your worldly spouse, more than you love life itself. That's the relationship that Jesus wants to have with us. And that's why every Sunday is a wedding ceremony. Because we're married to Jesus. So that no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what aches and pains come your way, no matter what trials and tribulations befall you, no matter what the world is doing to you, no matter what persecution you're suffering, Your spouse is Jesus. Man, that's good news. That God loves us that much that he wants to be married to us and take care of us. We are the bride of Christ. A better way to look at our lives with Jesus than ever before. And now we're going to celebrate. We're going to have the wedding feast. God loves you, and so do I.
Turn in your hymnals to
page 12, A Service of Word and Table 2. And follow along. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. It's important that we repent of our sin. It's important that we seek to live in peace with one another. So if anybody has hurt you, turn the other cheek. Forgive them. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God,
We confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. And on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is dying. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. May I have the ushers, please. Hold on to your communion. If you haven't taken it already, just hold on to it. We'll take it together as the body. If you've already eaten it, don't worry. It's still communion. It's so much more than just a piece of bread. It represents all that Jesus did for us. We do not have it available today. Sorry. Our apologies. No gluten-free. Hold it up. This physical act connects us with the spiritual. This physical act makes us one with Christ. Take and eat. This cup represents the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, that blood shed for us, that blood that brings us into a marriage with him.
his blood shed for us. Hold it up. Take and drink. Thank you. Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and the physical act which we've just participated in represents something far deeper. It represents a wedding, holy matrimony with you. It is the wedding feast. So, God, we pray that through our participation in communion, we pray, God, that we obey Jesus' commands, that we forgive others, no matter what they've done to us. We pray that we obey Jesus' commands and that we love one another as he has loved us. Yes, Lord, whatever you want, your will be done. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn in your hymnal to number 526, standing as we sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Happy life, happy Jesus, happy life. Two most important words. Yes, dear. Two most important words for us as Christians. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You go out of here and you obey Jesus' commands no matter who you run into, no matter what you get caught up in, no matter what goes on. You obey Jesus' commands. And your joy will be complete. You'll not want anything. You'll be so blessed. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Come, Holy Spirit, come right now into our hearts and our homes, our church. Guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go, so that we will obey Jesus' commands and remain in his love, and that our joy may be complete. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.